Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending where you are in this present moment. This is Eric Castillo here with another beautiful episode of the Infinite Talks podcast. And thank you for coming in and joining the podcast today. It's Sunday for me. I don't know what day it would be for you, but it's whatever day it is, it's a good day because you're above ground and you're still alive and you can get goals accomplished, get things, you know, done, work on whatever you need to work on. And today I just woke up with this epiphany, man, that actually happened because of a certain wind problem. I actually woke up in the morning and I went outside and got to do my grounding. And when I walk outside, I see that my two bikes, my wife's bike and mine, and the batting net, the one we use for practice here, the net fell over the bikes and the bikes fell into the ground. And I was trying to pick them up and they were stuck to each other. I was like, how the hell did this happen? So the parking little stick, right? The stick that you use to the stand got stuck on the other bike, and it was very complex. Like, I don't even know how the hell it got in there. Like, it was just weird. So I was like, you know what? This is easy. I just gotta pick it up and take it out. But no, I was like, dude, I can't fucking figure this shit out. So I was like, all right, let me take a break. Let me go back to my grounding. A couple of workouts here and there. I was stretching. I was doing pull-ups. I was meditating. And then I'm gonna go back to the bike. And I was like frustrated because I couldn't take it apart. Like, from the other bike, they were stuck together. So I was like, I'm not gonna give up, man. I was close to giving up. I was like, I'm not gonna give up. I'm gonna stick to this. Like, I'm gonna get these freaking bikes, like, unattached, right? So I keep on doing it, and I keep on doing it, and I keep on doing it. And, like, I was like, man, I'm so frustrated. But I was like, no, don't worry. Just deep breathe. I was doing my breathing, getting my sun, you know, my UVAs, my UVBs, my infrareds, the red lights from the sun as it's rising. Beautiful temperature outside, too. It was like a cool 65-67 degrees. Beautiful. My feet were cold though, but I was like, yeah, this is worth it. You don't get these mornings every often in Laredo, Texas, to be exact. So I'm like, nah, man, I'll just do it another day. Like, I was almost about to quit. But I went back to the bike and I was like, you know what? I already tried all these different things and it's very similar. Everything that I was doing was very similar that I had been trying to unattach them, right? So I was like, if I keep on doing the same thing, obviously it's not going to work. So what can I do? So I just started like, let me move it to a different place where I can put them on solid ground, because I had them on the dirt and the dirt wasn't helping. It was kind of like, you know, caving in and stuff or whatever, you know? So I moved the bikes to the concrete slab that I have here in the backyard, and I started looking at it from different angles. Put them on, instead of having them on their wheels, I put them on the, you know, upside down. I had them upside down, and then I started like, okay, how do I get this shit out? Because I feel like if I do this and do that, it's still gonna get stuck. It was actually, the stand was right through the pedal cycle thingy, right? Like, right between the pedals and, you know, the cylinder that makes them spin and stuff. It was in there. And I couldn't get it out, man. I was like, dude, what the fuck? How the hell did I end up like this? Like, there's no way for it. Because the wind last night was pretty heavy, like around 9 or 10. And I think that's when it knocked it down. And the stand went through the other bike and it was stuck, like, very complex and intricate. So what happened was that eventually I was able to get it in a different angle, and I took the stand out from the other bike, and it was like, I felt so relieved, man. I felt so relieved, like, fuck, I knew I was gonna do this. And I was like, it's like a metaphor. You start thinking about, like, life in general. I was just, like, kind of appreciative of the moment. It was like, it was a small win of the day. But at the same time, sometimes if you really think about it, we create our own problems. In this case, I'm the one that put the bikes there next to the batting net, and I didn't move them back to where they were supposed to be. If I would have moved them back to where it's supposed to be, I wouldn't have had that problem. So I started thinking about, man, sometimes we create our own problems, man, in our lives. Sometimes we do. We make errors and we make decisions that don't help us at all. And we're creators of our own problems. And then we get mad, we can't figure out how to get out of it. And sometimes we think, oh, it's easy. I just the same mistake I made. I just do the same thing over and I'll fix it. Like something the same way it went in is the same way it should go out. But it's not really like that. Sometimes you gotta take breaks from those problems you can't solve, man. If you can't solve it, you start getting frustrated from something you did. I think the best thing you can do is like take a break, go back to the drawing board. And it's like a metaphor, you know, analogy for life. Like sometimes we're going through situations where we seem to be frustrated with a problem, and we're trying different things, or we're trying the same thing and we can't get the problem resolved. But if you think back, you relax your mind and don't act out of frustration, you can probably find the solution. Not probably, you actually will find a solution. But you need to think differently. You can't be doing the same thing, because that's what they call insane people, right? If you keep on doing the same thing, expecting different results, it's not going to work, you know? So I feel really good after that, after being able to take out the bikes, put them back where they're supposed to be, picked up the batting net, you know, finished my groundwork, my grounding, get some light in the morning. I'm still actually outside right now, enjoying the beautiful morning. And I just wanted to share that message. Sometimes you got to keep on going. You know, you can't quit. Like I didn't quit on this little problem I had this morning. But that goes for bigger things too. Like when you're going through life, you can't be quitting and like, that's it. You know, I can't figure this out. I'm done. You just quit on it. It's like you need to keep on trying, take breaks, try different things to figure out the problem, pray. The easiest one is to pray to God for the answers. When you pray for the answers, you will receive the answers. And the intelligence that we have is like this collective consciousness in the cosmos. And you're able to pick up different ideas and different perspectives to actually apply to whatever problem you're facing. So it's very key and very crucial that you take breaks. You know, you can't be on the go all the time and feel like you're unstoppable, right? Sometimes you have to stop, man. Our body breaks down. Our minds break down. They need a break, especially if you're in a cycle of thinking, in a certain cycle of thinking that you can't get out of. The best way to get out of it is like go outside, take a deep breath, just enjoy the sunlight. Get off your phone for a bit. Breathe. Take deep breaths. Sit down and meditate, or sit down and pray. Or just observe your environment. Observing your environment, well, obviously, if you're in a bad environment. Yeah. Sorry, guys. I have to drop by my daughter at the practice. But yeah. I was just talking about the whole problem of, you know, giving up when you're under frustration and then not having a clear mind, thinking that you can't resolve an issue or resolve a problem. But there's always a solution. Sometimes we need to step back, zoom out, you know, reorganize our thoughts and come up with a better solution, come up with a different plan. You know, just relax. Sometimes relaxation, go work out, you know, go out for a walk, go out for a run. Do something different. That's exactly what you got to do. Do something different that you haven't done in a while. Take your mind out of the loophole that it's been going through, because it hasn't solved any problems. And I almost gave up trying to fix the freaking bikes, right? Trying to get the bikes out of... I mean, not to fix them, because they weren't messed up. It's just that they were stuck together. I'm like, fuck, this is crazy. How did this shit happen? And, you know, I was looking at the bikes. I had flipped them over, and the wheel, one of the wheels wasn't spinning, but it was going back and forth like a, kind of like a clock, like one side and the other, like a half spin. It was going one side to the other. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. So I just started thinking about time. I was like, I gotta like really sit down and really think how I'm gonna fix this problem. And there's a solution. There's a solution. I can't just give up. I mean, and this is like a minimal problem, right? Like, it's not even a problem, but I'm just trying to use this as an analogy or a metaphor to like bigger things that happen to us, right? And I zoomed out. I looked at the bike as I was doing my grounding and my breathing work, and I was doing my pull-ups, and I look at the wheel, and it's still going in like a half circle, like one side and then to the other side, kind of like a clock. It was weird. It was pretty cool as well. And I was like, you know what? Let me take another crack at it. And then finally, when I got the problem fixed, I was like, dude, I just needed to really focus and see the different angles to this problem, different perspectives before, you know, I called it quits. And I found a solution. It felt good. It felt amazing. And that was my morning routine today. Breath work, sun, stretching, pull-ups, fixing the problems that I created. And at the same time, you know, just being conscious and present moment, enjoying the sounds of the birds, sounds of the wind against the trees, the cars that are passing by, the way my body feels. I had a little bit of, not knee pain, but more like soreness from standing up for too long yesterday during the game and sitting down. My back also was a little bit sore from sitting down too long watching Bella's game. And just being really, really mindful of everything that was around me. And then Bella was like, hey, Dad, take me to practice. Like, oh, shit, I forgot about that. So, got to be a dad too, man. So, a lot of things that happened during the day that just, you know, you gotta tackle and embrace. Embrace. And then I was giving her some feedback as she was going to practice. Like, hey, you just got to stay loose and focused, man. Stay loose. Be very disciplined and be very focused. If you have all those three, you'll be really good at what you're doing in softball or any sport or anything you do. So it was a great morning, Saturday morning. I thought it was Sunday for some weird reason, but it's Saturday. Saturday morning, March 23rd. Beautiful weather, chilly, breezy. I'm at the oil change for the truck and reading a book, the 369 Journal, Limitless Edition, Neuroscience-Based Journaling, Your Key to Unlocking Limitless Potential. A lot of the things in this book I already knew, but I like that it's very formatted to easily digest and explain to other folks, and also gather more clarity on some of the questions, or not the question, but more like the content. Sometimes you understand it, but you don't understand it fully. So when you read it from somebody who's more well-versed, you're able to get all the details to make it like more functional for you to apply and whatever you do. So this book, man, I got it off of TikTok shop. Y'all can get it on my shop. If you go to my TikTok shop, it's under the 369 Journal, Limitless Edition. I get like a dollar or two if I sell one. If you buy from my shop, you'll be donating, you know, that dollar to me, to the ECI, to the Eric Castillo Infinite Talks podcast. And you'll be contributing to the frequency more than anything. So, yeah, man, go get that. A lot of affirmations in that book, a lot of information on Nikola Tesla, a lot of cool facts about different types of methodologies, from the Fibonacci circle to, or the Fibonacci sequence, to the vortex math, to just data and information from what Nikola Tesla did in his time of life, and a lot of cool things. So just go check it out, man. It's really, really good. It's a really good journal to write down your goals and affirmations and your dreams and whatever you want to bring to life. Keeps you focused and disciplined and accountable, and it's a great way to stay in check with yourself and what you want to do in this life. Because I mean, when you have one, and if you can either waste it away, or you can actually try to do something while we're here, you know what I mean? So really good book. I really enjoyed it so far. I'm in chapter 2, going to chapter 3 already, and I've regained some knowledge that I've kind of like been MIA, and at the same time, you know, brushing up on some stuff that I hadn't heard about, you know, like vortex mathematics. I think it was pretty interesting. I never heard of the term, and I didn't know about the actual definition of that content. So I don't know, guys, just wanted to share this brief message and episode. Hope you guys have a wonderful day. Stay blessed, stay healthy, stay abundant, stay active. You know, enjoy your families, enjoy your time with them, and do something cool with them, you know? So, peace out, have a great day. Remember, we are not a brand, we are a frequency. Go to the Infinite Talks website. It's called theinfinitetree.online. Also go visit the TikTok. It's Infinite Talks Pod. And just get all the information, all the videos, cool content from there. Y'all have a great day. Stay blessed. Peace out. We are not a brand. We are frequency. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are in this present moment. This is Eric Castillo here with another beautiful episode of the Infinite Talks Podcast. And today, I have a special message. If you're feeling stuck and confused about where you are in your journey, right? If you feel like there's something going on that you can't figure out, well, check this out. Spark up your potential with the Infinite Talks Podcast with Eric Castillo. Yeah, that's me. And spark is more about the brain, not about the ladder, right? Just so you know, there's no pun intended. So you are born to thrive, not just survive. The Infinite Talks Podcast is your weekly dose of positivity and practical wisdom to elevate your mind, body, spirit, and financial well-being, aka financial literacy. That's something I'm working on currently, and I'm here to share the information with the Frequency Squad and everybody who joins on to the podcast, so we can share that information with you. So join the host, Eric Castillo, and the Frequency Squad so you can elevate in all of these areas. Mindset. Discover powerful strategies to cultivate optimism, resilience, and happiness. Body and health. Learn about healthy habits, stress management, and natural approaches to feeling your best so you can become the best version of yourself. And then spiritual serenity, so you can explore practices for inner peace, mindfulness, and connecting with your deeper purpose. And finally, financial intelligence, so you can gain actionable tips for budgeting, building wealth, and achieving financial security. I have a lot of people in our squad that can give you all kinds of advices for all of these different domains, so you can become the best version of yourself in everything you're doing. The Infinite Talks Podcast is your one-stop shop for creating a life that's rich in every sense of the word. Subscribe to the Spotify for free, or even you can join and be a subscriber for 90 cents a month. 99 cents a month. I mean, it's just a dollar a month. Nothing big, nothing major. We just want to have some, you know, some income so we can help build the podcast and build the frequency, and you know, just get more momentum behind our product. So unlock your full potential and start thriving. Learn from inspiring guests and experts that come to my podcast. Get actionable takeaways you can implement right away. Feel empowered and equipped to create the life you desire. Don't wait. Hit subscribe and join the Frequency Squad. on Infinite Talks Podcast. Search them up or search us up on TikTok, Infinite Talks Pod. Go to the website, www.infinitetree.online. And remember, we are not a brand. We are a frequency.